We end off Kuf Hei Omed Aleph. Boi Minei Ravine Merav Nachman Ba Yitzchak. A little bit after half of the Omed. Ravine asked Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchak Ashayla, Mi Shaloi Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, what if one did not make Kiddush Leil Shabbos? Mao Shi Yikadish Vahoylech Koloyim Kuloi. Is Pashtus the Shaila, so does he make the Nusach HaKiddush by day? Is Pashtus the Shaila is, that what it says, your Zacheyu al Ayayin b'knisosoi, is b'knisosoi only epsalachat chiladikidin? Or, no, that's his man Kiddush, and if it was not made then, so it's fafala. O malei, mi da omri b'nei rabchiyya, mi shalai hivdil b'moitsoi Shabbos, Mavdil v'hoylech kol ha-Shabbos kuloi. A person that was not Mavdil Meitzoi Shabbos, it also says that he's Mavdil B'tziyosoi. So what if he did not make Avdolah Meitzoi Shabbos? Mavdil v'hoylech kol ha-Shabbos kuloi. So he makes Avdolah the whole week till Wednesday. The Shavua after, till Wednesday it's called the Shavua after Shabbos. But Al Kaponim, we see from this that it doesn't have to be Mamish V'Yitziyosoi. One can make Havdolah even after this Mana Yitziyah, even after it's the Leil HaYitziyah. Sochinami, Mishaloi Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadosh V'Hoylech Kol Hayom Kulo. Let us see the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says, Mavdo v'hoylech kol ha-Shabbos kuloi ad rebi b'Shabbos k'delekamo. Frag the Gemara, Eisvei, so it's coming out that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is telling us that one is able to say Kiddush, b'yoyim, if he did not say b'laylo. So we learned that Baraisa, Leili Shabbos, V'Leili Yontef, Yesh Ben Kiddush Alakos. Leil Shabbos, there's Kiddush Alakos, V'Yesh Ben Maskore B'Birchas Hamozim. And you say, Ritzayin Yalav Yovi B'Birchas Hamozim. Shabbos V'Yontef, Ein Ben Kiddush Alakos. There's no Kiddush Alakos, V'Yesh Ben Haskore B'Birchas Hamozim. There's no Kiddush with Anusa, there's only a Berapri Agofen. V'yesh v'maskor b'birchas ha-mozen. B'sal k'day tach mishaloi kiddush b'erev Shabbos. Mekadosh v'hoylech kol hayom kuloi b'Shabbos. That it is possible to say kiddush in Shabbos. Kol hayom kuloi Shabbos v'yontev nami mashkachas lo. So it is possible Shabbos v'yontev. Yesh v'm kiddush al ha-kois. It's possible to say kiddush in Shabbos also. The Eloi Kiddush Meyotah, he did not say Kiddush at night, Mekadosh Lamocha. Omalei, so he answered him, the Eloi Ktoni. That means the Baraisa is speaking about normally, if the Takonis Chazal was Oiskefirt, the way it should be, so Kiddush is only said at night, and by day there's only a Haskore, but there's no Kiddush with Anusach. Let us see the Rashbam. Haskore bebirchas hamozein retzevach litzeinu ubiyomtev yale viyove. Shabbos viyomtev hayomim v'loy haleilis ein bem kedusha alakois. There's no kedusha alakois ki imbayre priyagofen levat. So the Gemara answered, Nachman b'Yitzchak answered, the e like Tony. Detane leibo lohoyreis lonu din odom hapesheya, oi sheira loy mikre, veloy kayim divrei chachomim. The Barais isn't speaking about such a case, where a person wasn't kayim divrei chachomim. Now, the lashon of the Rashbam, Rashbam is a little unclear. What does the Rashbam mean, loikayim divrei chachomim? L'chayre, if he did not make Kiddush at night, L'chayre, he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah the Raisa of Kiddush. Why does the Rashbam call it V'loikayim Divrei Chachomim? So perhaps we can say one of the two. Either the Rashbam holds like the Shitas Taisis Rid, the Mogen Avrom, that mina Teire, you don't need Yayin. Mina Teire, you yaitse with Tvila. The whole Kiddush is at the Rabbonon. The Kiddush Alayayin is at the Rabbonon. Is V'leikayim Divrei Chachomim wasn't Mekayim Divrei Chachomim. Or perhaps the Rashbam means that the Din B'Knisosei Al Kaponim is Divrei Chachomim. That means, could be the Ike Kiddush Alayayin is at the Reise. But that what one has to be Mekadish B'Knisosei could be Mamish the Knisosei. L'chadchila, that is only at the Rabbona. So the Baraisa is not speaking about such a case. Therefore, the Baraisa says that there's only Kedusha B'Leil Shabbos V'yontem, not B'Yoyim Shabbos. Eizvei K'void Yoyim U'Chvoid Laila K'void Yoyim Koidim. A person has, let's see the Rashbam. Kvoid yoyim uchvoid laila. Im ein lo yayin harbe lesude, amine megodim. So, which sude should have the ribu yayin or the ribu megodim? So, he should put it for the sude sayoyim. Kvoid yoyim koide. Vim ein lo elo kois echot. But what if he only has one kois? Oimer olav kiddush ayoyim mibnei she kiddush ayoyim koidem lekvoid ayoyim. It means if he only has one koid, so now the shayla is as follows. Should he make kiddush leil Shabbos? Then he'll be mekayim the mekadish olav b'knisosoi. Or should he make kiddush yoyim Shabbos? He'll be mekayim the kvoid yoyim. So the Baraisa says he makes it balayla. Mineshe kiddush yom kaidem lekvoidyoy. Beimise. He says so. The pashas from the Baraisa by says because you can't make kiddush by day. So the shaila is which is more choshev, kiddush hayoyim or kvoidayoyim. Can't make kiddush by day. So if you leave over the kais for the sudas hayoyim, so you be mekayim kovid Shabbos. You'll have some wine to drink by the Suda. If you make Kiddush at night, so then you don't have any wine left over. So the Brais is Machiyam, that Kiddush Hayoyim is Koidem Likvoidyoyim. So Memele, that's what the Brais says. So now the Gemara asks, Vim Ise, but if we hold, like Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that it is possible to make Kiddush by Yoyim, is Lishavke Ad Lamocho, so you can kill two birds with one stone. So leave over the kais till the sudas hayoyim, till the eved beit arti. You'll make kiddush. Im mekayim kvoid yoyim. So memele, why doesn't one do this? Is a rai not like Rav Nachman by Yitzchok? That you can't make kiddush by yoyim. The zman of kiddush is only b'knisosai. And memele, so that's the shailat. Either kiddush hayoyim or kvoid yoyim, and that's the b'rais and machia, kiddush hayoyim is odif. Omalei, so Rav Nachman by Yitzchok answered him, no. That is true, you could make kiddush by yoyim. Afal pikein, it is preferable to make kiddush by laila, al tzchavive mitzvah b'shaita. Alts the halach of chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita, therefore we make kiddush balayla. Let us see the Rashbam. Kiddush hayoyim, kiddush halayla, shemekachim es hayoyim ala kois balayla, koidem lekoved yoyim. Shelo yishta oisai be'emsa sude, he should not drink the kois shal yayim be'emsa sude, Ali Yekadish boy balayla, koidem achila, he should make kiddush on it before the achila. The Gemara asked if he held a Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, v'levet beitarti kiddush hayoyim, let us make Kiddush Yoyim by day. Bavi nami kvoid hayoyim ktsas. It's a shtikl kvoid hayoyim, afu bishe eino besoy chasude. And the Rashbam weist the choy zike kvoid hayoyim is beshas hasude. This is before the sude. So this is not the real kvoid hayoyim. Even though the Rashbam and Daf Kuf Aleph said that the one of the mekayres that you need kiddush b'makim sude, because the pasuk says zarchayu alayayin mistama alayayin shebishas sude hukve dechoshev. That's a yayin bishas sude. That's a choshev yayin. But kaponim vayis tachoyis could be that's choshev, but kvoid yoyim vayis tachoyis tafke is besoicha sude. Al kaponim, the Gemara asked that it would be preferable to make, even though we just said before that a person who does not make Kiddush Halayla, that's called a Pesheya, he wasn't Mekayim Divrei Chachomim, but al kaponim, that is if he's doing it without a cheshbon. But the Gemara held, here we have a mathematical cheshbon. We have here, Einach Hanami, Mitzad Echot, he's losing that out, that he's not being Mekayim, the Mekatshe B'Knisosoi. Oleidach Gise, we have a Tziruf, a Mitzas Kiyim of Kvoid Yoyim. So Kvoid Yoyim, with Kiddush Yoyim, L'Choyre, is more Choshuv than Kiddush Halayla. That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. Kida omar ba'elu dvorim, Shrei hekter chalovim ve'ivorim ksheirim kol alaylo, ve'ein mamtin elem b'shabes ad shetechshach. That even though you could be makter the imurim ba'laylo, tmuter, so l'chayre, you have an eight not to be mechalo Shabbos. Afopiken ematinu lem b'Shabbos ad shetechshach, shenem o'ila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, hilkach yekadish boi balaylo, v'lo yamtim boi ad mocho. It's very unclear what was the Gemara mechadish in the Teretz. The Gemara knew in the beginning that the Zichan Inyan to be Mekadish B'Knisosai, that the Gemara knew. A person who's not Mekadish B'Knisosai, he's a Pesheir, as she says. The Zichan Adin wants to be Mekadish B'Knisosai. Af al Pikein, the Gemara held, but this, the by making Kiddush Bayoim and having a Miktsas Kiyum of Kvoid Yoim, so the Gemara held, this overweighs the mitzvah of Mekadish Hayyim B'Knisosi. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Therefore the Gemara asks, so if you could make Kiddush Bayoim, why doesn't he do it? So what did the Gemara answer? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So if we're saying all of a sudden that the Gemara holds that the cheshbon stimmt nicht, I mean, how are we bringing a raya from Hector Chalovim is Deiche Shabbos? Of this we see Achet, before the Gemara seemed to have a mathematical cheshbon, that two are better than one. Two mitzvahs chalushes are better than one mishleimis. That was the cheshbon. Now all of a sudden the Gemara comes, we see Chaviva mitzvah b'shaite, that it's Deiche Shabbos. It's very unclear how the Gemara was all of a sudden was able to be medamed this to our tzir. Unless we will say that Emerson, we have the same situation over there also. If you'll be the stomach, the Iker Zman Haktore is Bayoim. If you have a Yamakteret Balayla, it's not the Iker Zman. See, it's not the Iker Shas Haktor. The Iker Shas Haktor is Bayoim. But the Idach Gise, if you're makdir balaylo, so you saved yourself from chilul Shabbos. If you're makdir bayoyim, so there was a chilul Shabbos. So perhaps the Gemara held that this is mamish the same tzir. That means if you'll tell me that the yisoid is that two are better than one, two dvorim chalushim are better than one bishleim is, so memela here it also should be better. So it should be kedai to chaparayna ichilo Shabbos and to be makter balaylo. And if we see that so from here we see klonitaza, we see chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that the hachro is that is better to do one mitzvah b'shaita yubishleim is than doing two mitzvahs which are that when it is not b'shleim is. So fakert, so then could be it is similar to this case. But fakert, you also have a two. You have a shmira Shabbos and a haktore shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi beikizmanoi. And we see chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The Dvar Shmur brings l'chayre, the Gemara answers chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So therefore you should make kiddush balayla. L'chayre, why doesn't make kiddush ala pas balayla? And bayoyim will be covered ayoyim. So you have your chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and you'll be yaitze covered ayoyim. So he says, if the din is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, so one should do the mitzvah b'shaita minamufcha. And since the kiddush minamufcha is b'yayin, so therefore he should be mekadish leil Shabbos b'yayin. So kaponim, that was the teretz that Rav Nachman Yitzchak told him. You could make kiddush balaylo, but al kaponim, you could make kiddush bayoyim, al chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you make it bizmanay. Fragte gemore, umi omrinen chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, vosanye hanichnas lebeisoi b'meitzoi Shabbos, mevorech al hayayim v'al hamoyer v'al hapsomim, that's to say the Abdullah, tomorrow say late, this is going according to Beisham, Elibid Rab Yehude, Yemagdem Moyer to Psomim. That's the Seder Abdullah. Vim ein loy elo kois echot. What if he has kois echot? And he wants to eat Malava Malke, he wants to be Mevosh Birchas Hamozin ala kois. Is meinichoi ad la'acha hamosin, so he does not make Havdolah yet. He waits, he washes Malava Malke, and then he when he benches, so he benches alakai, so meshalslan kulon li'acha, and after the Boire Priyagofen that he says al-bichas hamosin, then he says the moir and the psomim and Havdolah. So lechayre, if the Gemara kashev leemrinen chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So lechayre, what does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara means that the shas avdole is before the suda. That is the zman. The zman we see the zman we had learned could be the zanin before a suda's chayil. You should have avdole. That's the zman of avdole. That is the, we see there's a whole shaila of 1/8 before Havdalah. If he could be yaitz with Havdalah tonight, maybe he has to wait till tomorrow that he should make Havdalah before the next Suda. We see, this is what the Bichas Avram says, we see that the Zman Havdalah is before he eats a Suda Schoil. So Memele, so, you're telling me chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that it is kedai to be mekayim a mitzvah b'shaita, even though you're losing out on kvoid yoyim. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Say b'zoi, so say the same thing over here. So therefore you should make avdola before malava malke, even though he's going to lose out, he won't be able to be mevorech ala kois.
That's a psarai. You don't say that. You don't say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Omalei ano loy chakimo ano v'loy chayzo ano v'loy yechido ano alo gemarno sedarun ano v'chein moichem b'bein midroshe kebosi shanilon bein iyule yoyme la'afuki yoyme. There's a difference between iyule yoyme la'afuki yoyme, bringing in Shabbos or the Havdalah from Shabbos. Iyule yoyme kol kama de magdamina lei odiv mechavavina lei. The more one could be magdam iyule yoyme, that's chavive mitzvah b'shaita. So therefore, if you only have one kois, even by making kiddush at night, you won't have a kiyum of kvoid ayoyim. Although kiddush is odiv from kvoid ayoyim. And we, when we came the mitzvah, chaviva mitzvah b'shaitos, you make kiddush b'layla. Afuki yoyim, but when it's speaking about Abdullah, machinalei, fakelk, there the Indian is, to be ma'achad the Abdullah, ki heichad lehevi alon kituna, it shouldn't look like the Shabbos is a masui. I can't wait to be mavdol from the Shabbos. So therefore, there's no chaviva mitzvah b'shaitos, so, Even though mitzad echot, the making the havdola after malava malke is not minaroi, because it's not the correct man. But the idach gise the ichor is also a maila. So that the alimus of chavive mitzvah b'shaita is only applicable when there's a chavivis of hagdome. But over here, even though an hagdome b'fnei sudat is a chavivis, but there is a hiddur in the ichor also, the ichor waiting till after Meitzoy Shabbos to make havdolah. So memeila, so here you don't have the chavive mitzvah b'shaitoi, so therefore you bench on Malava Malke and then make havdolah. Let us see the Rashba. Umi amrina, the Gemara es Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, kabi broche, chavive mitzvah b'shaita. The Rashba, we see, had a kasha to think sich with Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, the zicher adin of chavive mitzvah b'shaita. So therefore the Rashba said that the Makshin held that sure, by mitzvahs, there's such a halacha. But by broches, there's no din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Now exactly what the chilik is, why broches do not fall into the category of mitzvahs, veisach nisht. Bal kaponim, that's how the Rashbam is mevayar the Gemara's kash. Mishal shalon kulon la'achor, la'achor birchas hamozein. Yayin ner besomim v'avdolle, kebeishamei alibe d'rab Yehudi. V'och mevashin elekamei. Loi oma chavive mitzvah b'shaitoi, de loi mavdil mikame mozein. He doesn't make havdolah before eating. Da havi shas havdolah. That is the shas havdolah. Shas havdolah is before the suda. So he answered them a whole ariches, which we have to understand. Loi chakima ano. So he said, first of all, you have to loi amina lo midatoi loho de chavive mitzvah b'shaitoi. Not my shtik toire, that I was machadish, that by broches, there is a din of chaviva mitzvah, there's also a din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you can be mefalpo with me, ka mechalik naim broches the mitzvah. V'loi chayzo ano magid, I don't know what Rashi means over here. Le'emin alo mishmei de gavri yechidoi, el gemar nano, kach shamati bi yeshiva, ich zog nisht eigen. This I heard in the yeshiva, das zokmen, das redmen in the yeshiva, v'sadar nano, misader shmu oisai lifnei raboisai, that whatever I hear, I don't store it in my memory, I misader it and tell it over the lifnei raboisai, and it remains by me only after I get the haskome. So if it's gemarna v'sadarna, it's lemais, I'm telling you, davar nochein. This is taka the yisod. that there is a din of chaviv and mitzvah b'shaitoi by brachos also. That was the kach shemati b'yeshiva. Kach meforish rabbeinu shloime. So gemarno, sedarno is one inyan. That it's not mine, it's shamati, and my shmuis are oiskahalten it because I'm a sadish shmuoisel of meir aboisai. So whatever I tell them over and they're masking, that's what I remember, that's what I store. But Talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchok Kosav Hochi Garsinin Loi Chakimo V'loi Domarno No Elo Misadarno Ano. V'nirali, so what does that mean? He's not a Gemarno, he's only a Misadarno. V'nirali Perish Adovo Kei Loi Chakimo Ano Loi Mer Mash Amarti Ma'atmi Mekadish V'hoilach Kola Yenkul. The first diktator that I said the one could be mekadish, this is not something I was mekadish midatoy. That's a chochm. I don't have this chochm. The gam letarets in the terutzim that I told you, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's also not of my chochm. It's not you asked a kasha. It wasn't my teret. V'loi gamar na'ano. Loi lamati dovel zeme rabbeisa b'seid the kiddush, but I'll also tell you I don't have a messiah on this either. Elo sedarnano kol sidrei broches kiddush v'avdolo nasati leiv behem levarer es kulam. I was meisim leiv to be mevarer sidrei broches kiddush v'avdolo. And then it was mevarer till I got the shoyrish advarim. Val sidron lahoyrois lioilam kain. Now exactly what pshat is also very unclear here. But it's not my chokhmeh. I didn't hear it from someone. But then he says, he was Elosadarna no kol sidrei broches birches kiddush v'avdol nasati lei behem levarer es kulon. When is yashavti at shemati al ikron va'al sidra lahiris loilom kein. From what I can see from this Rashbam, perhaps he told them two inyonim. Number one, perhaps he told them that Chazal were baki b'chola terekula. So a person who's baki b'chola terekula, he has come here a kasha, here tachazogon acharifis, da yisod and da ateres. That could be that's a chochem or a gemarno. He heard it. He said he took a miktoye. He took a small miktoye. Netzachavegin said that's a small miktoye. He wanted to be mevarer sidrei birchais kiddush v'avdol nasati leiv ben levarer kulon. I took a small miktsoye. To be mevarer a small miktsoye, that's not such a big kunst. I was only, so memela, I was mevarer this. Number one. And number two, he says, epsnachavot lo hoireis lo oilam kein. The reason I was boicher this miktsoye was not Stamazoi, it was an abstract Mekzoi. Lahiris Loilam Kain, Lahiris Halacha Lamaisa, which she had already Siyata Dishmaya. So it could be that's what he told them. He says, this Nekude was number one, a small Mekzoi that I spent a lot of time on, to be Mevara, and number two, he had Siyata Dishmaya, since it was learned Lahiris Loilam Kain, so this I'm telling you is a Dover Emes. Iyula yoime mechavavinalei v'ovdin kiddushe mi'urte. We make kiddush by night. Ki heichi delinketi ilavon hayo. That we should be able to hop on or to be mekabel on ourselves. Hayo, hayo means b'mehiris. We should hop the Shabbos on ourselves and mekabel the Shabbos on ourselves right away. The chaviva mitzvah b'shaito is reason magdimim la mitzvah. Afuki yoime, Kigoin Havdolo Machinalei. But here we are Ma'acha, Heche da Ashkechon, Shum Alila La'achoire. If we have a oifen, how to be Ma'achere, Kain Heche da Einloi Ella Kois Echot, Machinalei Ad La'acher Amozne. Very interesting. The Loshon of Rashi, Eche Ba'ashkechen Shum Alila La'achoire. That means Be'etzem, we are, our hands are bound. You can't make Havdolah after the Suda because there's a Bezundere Yisrael. There's Man Havdolah before the Suda Schoil. But Le'idach Gise, making Havdolah then, is Moire. That the Shabbos is a masui. The ichul is mitzad echot preferable. So if we could find an alila to be ma'acher, takel. So this is the shaita. This is the preferable oifen when Havdalah should be said. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Shmamina mehomas nise tamni. From this baraisa we can learn out 8 halachas. Shmamina hamavdol betfile tzorech sheyavdol alakais. Says, hanichnas lebeisa b'meitzoi Shabbos. Where did he come from? Mistami, he came from shul. So it says, he makes avdol alakais. No, mistami was mavdol betfile. He said, atochen antonu. Shmamina brocha t'unekais. We see from here that Birchas Amozin Tunekoitz, from Ainle Elokoitz Echot, so Menichad La'acher Amozin. So we see over here that Birchas Amozin Tunekoitz. Ushma mino koishal broche tzorech shir. That the koishal broche needs a shir. If a koishal broche would not need a shir, so what's the problem? So then you make Havdolah, you take your Revius Yain, and you'll make on the half a revius avdola, then you'll eat malava malkin, and the other half, you'll bench birchas amozin. Is a riot, is a shir, kaisha brocha tzorech shir. Ushma mino, amivorech tzorech shiitai. But there's another eitze. Fully need a shir, so take a kaisha revius, make avdola on it, and then later, after malava malkin, and you'll bench on it, and then you'll be tayim. So, that since you made a bracha the first time, by Havdolah, you have to be toim right away. Shmamino, toamoy pogmoy. Halachaira, there's another eitze. Halachaira, make Havdolah alakais and be toim a little bit. And then leave over the rest for Birchas Amozin by Malava Malke. We'll see in Taisvis, he learned that it is speaking about, he doesn't have a shir of two kaises, but he has a shir of a kais and a Malay Lugmo. At one, so there is enough to be toyim from the first kais, from the kais of Havdolah, and you still have a revius left over. So we see Tomoy Pogmoy, that is Poygim the kais, and Mamele you can't bench on it. That's a case program. Shma mino to'am avdol. From here we see that one, even though he ate before Havdolah, he's permitted to make Havdolah. Doesn't have to wait till tomorrow that the Havdolah should be before the Suda. Shma mino oimel beis kedushay al kais echot. From here we see that one can make beis kedushay al kais echot. Even though we said that Einayse Mitzvah is Kabilas Kabilas, but Eichad the Lesloi, one can make Havdolah in Birchas Amozin on the same kais. Ushmamino Beishami Valibe de Rabbi Yehuda. And this is going according to Beishamai, Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, that the Buddha said a Yisoid that everyone holds that Mozin is first, Havdolah is last, and the Shaila is Moir before Psamim, or Psamim before Havdolah. So this is, this Barais is Beisham Elibid Rabbi Yehuda. Ramashi yoma tomo podmoi, vekoi shabroch etzor shir chodem ilsei. Ochikoma my time at tomo podmoi, mishum dekoi shabroch etzor shir. Ramashi said, you don't have any raya from here that is a psanu aloche, that if a person is toyim from a koi shabroch, he's poigim et lebroch. The whole, it's one thing. Since a koi shabroch needs shir, so could we be speaking about that he has a shir mitzumtzim? So therefore, he cannot be toyim from the koi, because then he won't have a shir by Abdullah. Or the other way, if he makes Abdullah first, he won't have a shir by Bichas Hamozen. Zog the Rashba. Shma mino ha-mavdol betrile, diktoni ha-nichnas lebei soy b'meitzoi Shabbos, mavdol. Af olgav de stam b'nei odom mavdilim betrile, stam people say Abdullah in trile, it's as he should make Abdullah l'koi. Shma mino broch etune koi, birchas ha-mozim. Shma mino koi shol broch etzor shir ovi eslug, di iloi teima ochi di tzor shir, you don't need a shir l'chalkeh l'trei. So let us divide the Rabbis into two halakim. To make Abdullah on one and bench on the other. Shmam na mavoyich tzor shiyitoim oi hu oi echod min ha-shaymim. He can be toyim or echod min ha-shaymim. U b'shti is echod nehem yeitzu kulam. One person drinks, so they'll all be yeitzu. Kedoma ba'irivim b'perik bakil ma'alvin. The Omar Hossam Livre Cholei, the Gemara there is speaking about that if we hold that a Shechionu needs a Kois. So the Gemara is speaking about Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, Livre Cholei, make a Shechionu al a Kois. Aye. As soon as you make the Shechionu on the Kois, you'll have a problem. You can't drink from the Kois because it was already Chal Tais Yom HaKippurim. The Limche, And don't drink from it. So Mishani, so the Gemara answers, I'm a boy, it's all she eat it. No, if you're going to make a broche, you have to be toyim. Mamela, you can't be linche in a person, and a godlo can't drink it, because it's Yom HaKippurim after he said the Shechion. V'leis v'le yinuke, like the Gemara, so that's no problem, give it to a tinnik. So the Gemara says, "Lasulsa sekiravacha bayakev the osi lemisrach." We are chayish of osi lemisrach that if we'll give it to a tinnik when he's small, so when he'll be grow up, he'll also think he's permitted to drink wine after the shachyonu of Yom HaKippurim, and then it's takos. So therefore, this is not an eitz. Yom HaKippurim, koi the Gemara and Erev and speak about Yom Kippur. So Al Kaponim, so what did the Rashbam bring from this? So the Rashbam brought that we see from over there that Lav Davke, the Mevorech has to be Toyim. The Gemara said you can give it to a Tinnik. No, there's a different problem. He can't, also the Tinnik's problem, he can't give it to him because Ulma Osil a Misr. But why says Al Kaponim that Ashtiyas Tinnik will help? Shma Mino, the Mevorech you need the baruch alone should be toyim. Ve'ilai toam kim echad mehem yotza kulum yidei chayvosa. Avalei mevorech en al koysim lo yishte echad mimenu. But if no one will drink from it, you don't make a baruch. Afilu b'shtiyis tinnik shapur domi. That's also good. You only need a shtiyis godo. Loshna Rashbam is also not too clear. The beginning of the Rashbam, what episode is given, I'm a boy, so she eat time, I who, I echad min ha-shaymet. Mishti is echad min ha-yaitzu kulam. From the beginning of the Rashbam, I say, so she eat time, who has to be time? Not after the Mavor, I who, I echad min ha-shaymet. And that's also sufficient. Then when he brings the Rai from the Gemara in Erevin, then he starts off by saying, Shma mino de mevorech tzor sheyitayim lechatchila. Lechatchila de mevorech has to be toyim. Gim lo yitayim kemecha behem, yotzu kulun yidei chibosam. All of a sudden, he goes that the lechatchila, the mevorich has to be toim. It's only b'dieved, it's good if someone else is toim. Umi v'rais is usha meaning the tzorich sheyitoim. The iloi toim le, if you don't have to be toim, livrech olei trezimni. So then what's the problem? Avdola b'shaita b'loishtiyah. If you don't have to be toyim, so what is the problem? Let us make two broches. Let us make a brocha b'ir p'yagofen avdole, and a b'ir p'yagofen by birchas hamozim. Here we also see that's me the yesoid of the Beis Meir. Beis Meir tainted that one could make a b'ir p'yagofen and yayin lav davke for the shimush of shtiyah, you can make a boire priyagofen, give a shabbat to the rabbin shalom that I have geffen, I can be mekayim havdol ala yayin, I can be mekayim birchas hamozin ala yayin. You thank the rabbin shalom that I have yayin to do mitzvahs with it. You don't need davka a shimush of shtiyah. Hu adin a shimush of kiddush ala yayin, birchas hamozin ala yayin is also sufficient to make a broche. And that's what the Rashbam says over here. The Rashbam says, if you don't need sheyitim, so what's the problem? Make two boil for your goffin. Live for halay trezim nabdola b'shaita b'loishtiya b'chazamoza b'shaita b'yishta. So why is there surpass to make a boil for your goffin ala kais without drinking it? Now there's a bazunda aloche, tzorich sheyitim, one should be toying from it. Not halacha. So, Mamela, that's why you have a problem over here. That's why, if you only have one kais, cannot make havdola, because then he's going to lose out on bichas hamozim. Shma mino tomo ipogmo ila bichas hamozim, midolei mavdol bereishe koidem achila, vishoise, mishayir hamoise ila bichas hamozim. Shma mino toa mavdol, from here we also see that even though one ate, afo pisha ochel mavdol, Veloyamtin ad lemochel koydem achila. That means even though the lachatchila deke zman of avdola is before achila, so if he ate already tonight, so maybe we should wait till tomorrow that he should make avdola before the next sudas. Al kaponim mitzad that it will be the avdola will be made in the correct zman before achila. We don't say that. If he was Tom tonight, he could not be Mavdo tonight. He only has one kais. So then you say two kedushas. There is no chesorin of a noise mitzvahs chabilas chabilas. Shamit mino be shamehi valibe de Rabbi Yehuda. And another thing we see that this barais is going according to be shamehi valibe de Rabbi Yehuda. The omalel Rabbi Yehuda said according to be shamehi moyev acha kach psom de ilu le be silu. To be going according to Beis Hillel, Bereishe B'somim, V'achar Kach Moya. V'ho Lekel Ameimus, another Rashbam asks, how does the Gemara know that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Aliva de Beis Shammai? V'ho Lekel Ameimus, Rameiv, Aliva de Beis Hillel, maybe it's going according to Rameiv, Aliva de Beis Hillel. Pida Omalel, Beis Hillel, Aimrim, Ner, B'somim, Ozen, V'abdolim. That according to Rav Meir, there's a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the Seder, which comes first, and Beis Hillel holds Ner upsomim, that the Ner comes before the psomim, Mosn of Abdullah, could be going to Beis Hillel. Bani Rav is Udive Rav Meir. So what's the right going according to Rabbi Yehuda Liba de Beis Shammai? Doch enami fachine bebroches peikei lo dvorem. Meshani lo yisal kedaitach. You can't say that this is going according to Rameya. Midiktoni. Because here the Bereis says, umeshal shalom la'acher hamozen. that these brochas are said after Birchas Amosim. So that means that was the lotion of Rabbi Yehuda. L'kul alma emozin is rishen. L'kul alma avdol l'zach. And the shayla is, which is first ner, psomim or psomim and ner. Is man shamed lay the islay hay svorah de mozin bereish. Rabbi Yehuda, ki dekam alay. Rabbi Yehuda ima lay nech l'kul beisham yisil ala mozin shebetchila. Avdol shebesay. Because according to Rab Meir, we see fakir that ner psomim then mozin havdola. And here it says, Mishal shanach habichas hamozin. Because of this is not the way Rameyelim shat in Beis Hillel. Now this is Rabbi Yehud in Beis Shammai. Alma Rabbi Yehudi veliba de Beis Shammai. Dil Rameyel mitone lo mishal shlon la'achar hamozin. Could we learn then that one is mishaber the havdola after bichas hamozin? So the day Moir Bereshe, according to Beis Hillel, the Moir is before Birchas Amosim. Bein le Beis Shammai, bein le Beis Hillel. V'loi Amosim, k'da Amar Le'el, so divrei Rameya. And the last, and then we had Ravashi Amar, you don't have eight rayas. Ravashi said, Mishum dekoy shal brochet tzorich shir, since you need a shir, so therefore, if Tom or Pogmoy, because she lost the shear, not as a new dim of a kais pogum. Avli have it, tvei miki shear, but Tomoy, loy Pogmoy. Let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, shma minot mani. From here, we can learn out, we can derive out, eight aloha. Taimo. So Taisvis esta kashe, bavi moti lemeima, teisha that's Taisvis Kash. Leperish Rabbeinu Nisim de Meirik Shishcha Lechel mi Ba'oid Yoin Niche Ach Koshal Perushi ki de Perash Tilel. Taisvis had brought down a Dachkuf Beis Amad Beis Rabbeinu Nisim Goin. Rabbeinu Nisim Goin had asked Pshat, what is Pshat? Mainly Elokais Echod. So Minichad La'acher Hamozin, what is Pshat? How are you permitted to eat Abdullah? How are you allowed to eat B'lava Malka before Abdullah? So Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen said Pshat that speaking about he started eating Miboid Yoim. And as soon as it comes Nach, he's Mavsik. And when he makes Abdullah, when he benches, he makes Abdullah in the same case. That Ad Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen says. So according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, you don't see from here that you're allowed to eat before Abdullah. Okay, that was Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen's kashen. He said it, speaking about it's Ochel Miboid Yoim before this man Abdullah came. Taisvis asked to kashes Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. One kashen, the Loshen of the Baraisa Vaisteis Nishtazoi, says, Anichnas Lebeisei B'meitzoi Shabbos, that's not speaking about that he was eating Miboid Yoim. Then the second kashen, Taisvis asked, what's the guy, Tom Avdo? It was Tom Miboyoy. Lochaire, it's a tremendous pella on Rab Nissim Goyen. According to Rab Nissim Goyen, what was the kasha over here? They asked the kasha, do you say Chaviva Mitzvah Bishaito? Here it says, mainly Alakai Sechot, Menichad La'acher Hamozain, Mishaushlon Kulon La'achot. He only has one kais, so he benches after, so he waits after till after benching, and then he makes Abdullah. So what was the kasha? So the kasha was, of the din of chavive mitzvah bishaita, you should make Abdullah right away. Now, Mishloime, according to Taisvis, that is speaking about as follows. But a person was nichnas lebeisai b'meitzoi Shabbos. He came home. It's meitzoi Shabbos. There's a chiyav avdolah. So there's chalim a chiyav avdolah. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You should be mavdol now. Afal pikein, the Baraisa says, no, don't be mavdol. Setzachavek, bash melav amalke. So we see from the Baraisa that there's no such yisoid of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The Shas, a mitzvah of Avdola is Koidem Achila. and you go and you start eating. So where's your chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? So it's a beautiful kasha. So the Gemara answers, by Abdullah, there's a din of ma'alafuki yoyme that were ma'achin alay. Good. So that's a kasha in the Teretz. According to Rab Nissen Goyin is speaking about that a person was eating mibo'oid yoyim. As soon as it became night, made a kiras ha-shulchan, he has to bench. It's not, that's a Tosfos says, pshatskov beis amid beis. As soon as it becomes night, he has to bench. So as soon as he stops eating, this chal on him two chiyuvim. This chal on machiyuv bichas hamozen. I stopped eating. This chal on him machiyuv avdola. So now, all of a sudden, so what's my rash? My rash that I make avdola. When l'chaylis is also, the both chiyuv mochal b'basachas. As soon as I finished eating, as soon as it became night, so I'm a chuyiv bichas hamozen, I'm a chuyiv avdola, so my hechitesha should make avdola before, before the bichas hamozen. Both chuyiv mochal b'basachas. Why is avdola called chaviv mitzvah b'shaita? And what's the din if he has two cases? In maybe that's good for the raya. According to Rab Nissen Goyin, steitach im ein loy ella kais echad, mei nichei ad la'acher hamozen. Maybe the raya is hastis. According to what does the acha mozim mean? According to Rab Nissen Goyin, that means when he'll decide to bench, he is meiniche ad la'acha hamozim. And vaystoys, if he has two kaises, so what should he do? If he has two kaises, he makes abdol in the middle of the suda. That's the halacha. He has two kaises, that means he finished eating side by side. Now the shaila is what to do first, to bench first, to make Abdullah first. So if he has two kaises, the din would be you make Abdullah first. Well, if you make Abdullah first, you lose out on Ritzay, you can't say Ritzay anymore. It's very unclear how Rab Nissen Goyin learned Pshat and Agamore. Sok Taisvis Vaita. Shmamino hamavdil betvile tzorir sheyavdil alakoyz. Ve'im toima. So we have here enough in the Baraisa. Anichnas lebeisoi b'meitzoi Shabbos. He came home from shul. Says you make avdole. He made avdole b'shmoyne esrei. So by stois, you need to have to say avdole twice. Once betvile, once alakoyz. Bim taime beperk ein oimdim da amale rabbine le rove hilchese mai. Well, there is a shaila. Do you have to say two avdolas? Don't you have to say two avdolas? Amaloi, you do have to say ki kidushe. Ma kidushe betvila vi alakoyz. Even though your master kidushe sayem betvila yisei alakoyz. Av avdola is also the same thing. Even though you said it betvila yisei alakoyz. Tasvore. That Ravina was machadish. Like the Chtoisvitz, Amaylei Poshelei Mibraisa Dohoche. Here we have an off in the Baraisa, Amavdol Betvila Tzor Sheyavdol Alakoyz. Vishloimim Shem Deike Baraisa Osom Sheseiveresh Ein Tzorich Lahavdol Bishneyen. There's a Baraisa that holds that you do not have to make Havdole Betvila Ubalakoyz. The Ktoni, in order to understand what the Tesis is saying, there's one Boba that Tesis left out. There the Gemara says, Amavdul betzvila arezu mishubach. Then it says, Amavdul bezu ubezu, yenuchalai brochas al roishai. If he made that Avdola by both, yenuchalai brochas al roishai. The reisha by stachois, you only make broch, you finished. Amavdul betzvila, that's it. Arezu mishubach. So, umaskono, let's look at the side of Taisvis. The hosom, im hivdol bezu, le hivdol bezu, yanuch le broch is al roishe. That means as follows.
If a person went and was mavdul in Shemayna Esrei, a reza mishubach. Im hivdil bizu, v'loi hivdil bizu. What if he went and he was mavdul ala kais before he davened? Is yenuchalei brachis aloisha. What is pshat? The going says pshat and brachis as follows. The emison, you make one havdalah. The barai says you make one havdalah. Which havdalah is more mahudadik? Really, havdalah ala kais is more mahudadik than havdalah b'shmei ne'esrei. Aval pikein, Chazal did not want that we should wait till he makes havdalah ala kais, because let's say if he'll taven and won't make havdalah, maybe he might forget to make havdalah ala kais. So in order to ensure that he makes havdalah, Chazal said it is preferable to make havdalah in Shmeina Esrei, even though by doing that he'll lose havdalah ala kais. Hamavdil b'tfile hareisa mishubach. Hi, he didn't make the havdalah with all its sidurim. It would be more mahudadik if he make it ala kais. But he made sure that he made havdalah. He chaptarayin havdalah. Rav Tamoyre de Kevot, what the Goyin says, Rav Moshe, in Dorash Moshe and Parshas Bolok, Am Kalovi Yokum, the Rashi says they wake up in the morning, the Choytfenes HaMitzvah, Sitze, Tzillin, the Choytfenes HaMitzvah, Krishma. So Rav Moshe says, Tamoyre de Kevot, what's this godless of Choytfenes HaMitzvah? He says, you know, when you have to do a mitzvah, you don't do it, Apsazoyim, mit Allahidurim, you have to do the mitzvah. So mitzad echod, it'd be a svara to say, chapnish, maybe make more hachone. But leidach kise, there's another cheshbon. If he chapted on the mitzvah, aber hareingechap, akabon the mitzvah was done. I'm afraid if I'll start waiting, who knows, mikan vad gichin, kama kategoria, mikan, who says I'll be able to do it later. So Rav Moshe says, there's a hiddur in chitof. Because with chituf you show that I'm doig, maybe I won't be able to do the mitzvah later. So therefore I do the mitzvah now. So that's more mahuda than doing it later and a more mahuda the kaifin. Because this is the hiddur, to show that I'm worried that the mitzvah might not be done. So Bemison, this is how the Goyin says pshat yana bereise. Yana bereise says a mavdol b'tfilah. A person made avdol in tfilah. Areise meshubah. Aye, was machst du betwille? Das don't say atochen antonu. And wait later, afterwards you take a kois, will be all a kois. No. Hareza meshubach, this is very good. That shows his near shamayim, he's afraid if he won't be mavdol now betwille, who knows if he remember to make all a kois. So mavdol betwille, hareza meshubach. Ve'im, hivdil bezuv, la hivdil bezuv. What happened? But it's a Brentham fault. He wants to make Havdalah ala kais. Lidor Gisa, he's afraid if he's going to wait till after Shemayna Esrei, he might forget. So he does a better thing. He goes and takes a kais before Shemayna Esrei, and he makes Havdalah ala kais. As I mentioned, Nuch Brachis al Roisha. Al Koponim, that's Pshat in the Bereise. But Al Koponim, we see from that Bereise that you only make one. Either by Shemayna Esrei or the Ala Koi. So Mamela Sotaisva says, so there's a baraisa that holds you make only once Abdullah. So what would be the golden aglik? This baraisa holds you make twice Abdullah. So there's a machlaikis. So my Havala is very good. The Gemara asks, the Gemara wants to know the Hilchas Semai. So you can't bring a baraisa. It's a baraisa fakir. So therefore, the Gemara brought Hilchus to the Ravine instead of Psaches, and that's how we pass it. Behoch, the Mashmalei, the Vadai, Hivdil Betvila, what Tamazai, the Raidi, was Mavdil Betvila, I forgot the Ike, the Lay Mavdili, the Omer, Ham Mavdil Bezebazet, Mishum, the Raiv, the Yoda, Mavdilim Betvila. So my mail left me some Posh of Shat in the Bereis. Shma Mino, Broche, Tuuna Kois. Tzas mashme, tafilu biyochid tunekois. Afilu ayochid also has to bench birchas hamozin alakois. Tahanichnes mashme shu yechidi. Hanichnes is mashme that he is ayochid. V'chein mashme lekamon. This nan shlishi oimer olav birchas hamozeh. The Gemara says that the woman's second dalet koisis, after shlishi, he says birchas hamozeh. V'kom abigmorish mamino birchas hamozeh to the kois. So memele, since you say birchas hamozeh on the third kois, vice the kois as birchas hamozeh to the kois. That's why they were boich in the third kois to say birchas hamozeh only because birchas hamozeh to the kois. So tachtois ves varbo koisa is tikna afilo b'yechidi. The din of dalet koisa is not only a din by when there's a zimun. A yochid is also chayven dalet koisa. And if we understand that what you mevorech koish lishi birchas amozin all of it is because birchas amozin tuna koisa, why says a yochid is chayv b'zimun, b'koisa, afilo a yochid is chayv b'koisa. Miu yesh litchois, mishum de birchas hamozin tuna kois, begimol tikna bepesach apilu biyochid kois le birchas hamozin. But the Gemara doesn't mean that a yochid always has to bench ala kois. Now since there's such a musag of birchas hamozin ala kois by three, so memele by the dalet kois, as they said, here a yochid also is mevorech ala kois. Di bishum pamein etzriche, if there's no such musa gavichas amozen ala kais, meaning kais pebichas amozen, hila mesakin shir le kais shlishi. Now we know there's a din shir ala yayin, but what kind of pshat is this to say bichas amozen ala kais? Ba'olam eino egim levoich bichas amozen ala kais ala begimel. The minig ha'olam is a yochid does not make bichas amozen ala kais. Rabbeinu shloime ben Rabbeinu meir oime lahatim kais afilu biyochid. You do need a kais. וכן מוכח במדרש שייכר טויב על קרו דשיני רשויים שיברתו. Here's a whole story, and speaking about two people went into a restaurant, a tzaddik and a roshe, and there it said that the roshe was an eibach chochem. He thought, you know, I'll order a very expensive lunch, and then later, when they'll come among the money, I'll be makrish, I didn't eat so much, I didn't order so much, I'll drain myself out without paying. The tzaddik said, no, he realized he'll have to pay, and therefore he was very careful what he ordered. So there, Teich HaDvorim, the Medrash says that the tzaddik ordered two kaises for Birchas HaMozen. But then you have two kaises, is that we wissen. Vokapone weiss doch ois that a yochid also makes Birchas HaMozen ala kaises. Oy mechich meiri yarav rabbi childe tuna kais afilo biyochi, di eina tuna kais, lama meiniche acher hamozin, yav de lifne hamozin, viyechol kolachot ba'atzmoy, v'oz loy tehei tuunin kais, so let each one eat bazunda, so there wouldn't be a problem of tunin kais, so ma'is tachois afilo ayochid is tuna kais. Bimtaim el Rabban Gamliel dama bekeitzer mevorchim dechol zayin minim tunim gimel brochus. He holds that in the zayin the shivus haminim you have to bench. Vayinu bichas hamozen. Vimitzarech kois. So if you say a yochid needs a kois, kam oisei kois, so he drinks a kois, now he has to bench again. Itzarech kois, kam oisei kois, itzarech kois acha. Imkein lo oilom, imkein lo yifta li oilom. Shleimad leitikna kais ala achasudas lechem. Only mistakna kais ala achasudas lechem. Ala lochas deilish en levoich ala gefen acha bichas amozin o sinami shapa. The shittis bahag is that you don't have to make a noch broche after the kais shall broche. So memele it's kepatet with the previous bichas amozin. So memele it's also no problem. Nira dechein aloche de bichas amozin tun a kais eladvom dike bereist de sabrene tun a mukil ohosem ketanoi alibe de beisham.